everyone, and welcome to our Thought for the Day. My name's Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon, which meets at St. Peter's School. Now, I wonder if you heard the recent news story about the guy who lost his violin on a train in South London. Now, this was no ordinary musician, and this was no ordinary violin. Professional violinist Stephen Morris, who'd worked on the soundtrack for Lord of the Rings, had been recording at Abbey Road Studios late on the 22nd of October. It had been a hectic week, and he left work late at night, and as many of us have done, when he got back to his stop, which was Penge East, he jumped off the train and then only afterwards realised what he had done. He'd left his luggage behind. But this was no ordinary luggage. The violin that he left on the train was incredibly rare and valuable. Now, Stephen Morris's violin was a 1709 David Teckler violin, handmade in Rome over 300 years ago, and it had recently been restored and valued at over £250,000. Not only did it have huge monetary value, but it also had incredible personal value to Stephen, and he said that playing any other instrument just felt wrong. In fact, later on he said, "I felt a bit battered and bruised. I hadn't had a great deal of sleep since it went missing." Well, CCTV footage, which was then shared on social media, showed a man in his 20s walking off with the violin. Would Stephen ever be reunited with his beloved violin? Well, a couple of weeks later, a man got in touch with Stephen, and a secret rendezvous was organised at the Waitrose car park in Beckenham. With a handshake and an apology, Stephen was handed back the £250,000 violin, still intact and, in fact, still in tune. He was over the moon and he said, "I think I'll have a beer to celebrate." We don't often get good news stories like this, so it's wonderful when we do. But like other lost and found stories in the Bible, it's a wonderful picture of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. In a sense, we are like that lost violin, so valuable, so precious, and yet so lost. We've, if you like, fallen into the wrong hands. We're vulnerable, endangered, and far from home. You may not realise that you're lost, because you may feel like you have everything together. Singer-songwriter Avicii, in the song that we'll hear in a moment, said, "Wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost." Maybe you didn't know you were lost, but all of us are. Prisoners of the selfishness and foolish choices that we've made, we're all naturally lost in sin. For others, we need no persuading that lost is the perfect word to sum up our lives right now. But there's a good news story. Jesus Christ has come to find us, to search us out and rescue us. We can be reunited with our Maker and our owner. Well, for those of you listening today who are Christians, why not thank God for another day reunited with your owner, rejoicing in his great rescue, no matter what else happens. And perhaps for those who've never really considered the message of the Bible before, Jesus Christ said of himself, "I have come to seek and save the lost." Are you willing to call on Jesus to come and find you? Now, you can actually hear a recording of Stephen Morris playing his beloved violin on a video on the BBC website if you search for Stephen Morris violin. And he's interviewed on BBC News. And then at the end, he picks up his violin and he chooses to play a song. And it's beautiful to hear his violin being played. And what is the song that he chose to play? What piece of music? Well, a part of the favourite Christian hymn, Amazing Grace. And the words are so relevant to the story of his lost violin, and the words are so relevant to us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Thanks for listening.